This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do to join us on the radio is dial in toll-free. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got Skype, Skype username LRN.FM. Plus, there's our Discord on-air call-in line room, which makes it sound like you're almost sitting in the studio here with us. And you can get to Discord by going to discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Mark, it's your first day back on the air since ForkFest.
Yeah, I guess that's so.
So, welcome back. Obviously, you know, we got back here. We left the Rogers campground where we spent 5 full days, and we broadcast every single day from the campground over those days. We spent 5 days there, and we wrapped it up on Tuesday. You stayed an extra day because you were actually speaking at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I think, on Wednesday.
That's correct.
And you're speaking over
the Alt Expo.
Yeah. The Alt Expo tent. Weren't you going to be talking about Bitcoin or something like that? What was your talk?
my top topic was amplifying your voice. Mm. And the basic premise is that if you believe in the ideas of liberty, there are better ways to get those ideas out than bothering people with political posts on Facebook.
Yeah, sure.
You know, my theory is that Facebook generally somewhere in the range of 1 in 1,000 conversations convinces someone of something. And the other 999 conversations, and I'm not talking about conversations where you show people your food or pictures of your grandkids or whatever it is you do there. I'm talking about, you know, these sort of acerbic political posts that are put out there, that those are useless. And that kind of turnover stinks. And that, well, frankly, if you want to convince somebody of something, don't, you know, post it to a couple dozen people on Facebook tops. Go ahead and call into Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE and bring that topic up to hundreds of thousands. Here on Saturday night, we're on, well, I know we have 193 stations.
Total.
Some of them don't carry us on Saturday night, but I would guess that at least 160 stations are carrying us on a Saturday night.
Right.
So, you know, and if you presume that each one of those stations has 10,000 people, you have lots and lots of listeners.
No doubt about it. And so, again, we just wrapped up ForkFest, which was a great event. It was a libertarian, decentralized camping festival, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which immediately follows ForkFest, a more centralized camping event that has been around for about 15 years, is actually still going on as we speak. They're wrapping it up tonight. Tonight is the last night. I was told by one of the attendees things have kind of died down today because I guess it's been raining all day there. So not the best last day in the world, but overall, from what I heard, the attendance was up at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So good for those guys, Roger Paxton and his wife, Jessica, who were the organizers of that. Of course, we had Roger on a couple days on Free Talk Live. If you missed it, you can just go back to freetalklive.com, scroll back, a week ago, and you can download those episodes from those days. So anyway, you can call in and talk about whatever you want. There was something that happened during ForkFest that made national headlines, apparently.
Okay.
It was the Border Patrol checkpoint that was about an hour south, coincidentally. I don't think they did it on purpose necessarily to coincide with ForkFest. They just sort of do it pretty often, generally. These internal Border Patrol checkpoints being run in both New Hampshire and Maine, apparently, caught the attention of the New York Times.
Yeah, these are very interesting things. So so it's a checkpoint, which means that they're stopping
all cars.
They stop all the cars that come by. Now, it's not a DUI checkpoint.
Correct.
It's a checkpoint presumably to find illegal aliens. Illegal aliens crossing from Canada into the United States, right?
Presumably.
Okay. Yeah. That's weird.
Why?
Because there aren't a lot of illegal Canadian aliens, for one.
How do you know?
Well, I don't know, but I can look at statistics.
I did see somebody joking online saying they're from Canada and they don't want anything to do with the United States. So,
well, there you go. So the, for whatever reason, they want to stay in the frozen tundra. That's fine. But usually Canadians get across. They can get it. Canadians can come. Canadians could just come across. All they need is an ID or whatever. Mm-hmm. So what you would have to find is somebody who's in Canada from another country who's crossed into the United States illegally. They're not going to find anybody, basically.
Well, I don't know, Mark. They had some brown people pulled over on the side of the road when
that doesn't mean they're illegal aliens.
No, that's true.
And I've been stopped on I-10 at an internal checkpoint. I'm not talking about passing from Mexico to the United States. I'm talking about driving down Interstate 10.
Right, and that's what this is an internal checkpoint about 75 miles south of the so-called border.
And they circled a dog around the car.
They had a dog out walking now, down the line of cars
here. I'm going to presume this isn't an immigrant-sniffing dog because immigrants don't smell any different than the rest
regular
of us.
Human beings right. in cars? Yeah, how would they know?
To me, that seems ludicrous. So right. I'm going to presume it's a drug-sniffing dog and that all of this crap is to be able to find people with weed in their car.
There's a good chance of that.
And if that's the case, not only are we being lied to by the government, which is true, but why not just do a marijuana sniff test stop? Why not?
Well, because that one might get thrown out of court quicker than these have. The courts have upheld these.
If they can do a DUI checkpoint.
Statistically,
I mean, I presume the reason they do it is statistically, if you stop 1,000 cars, you'll find one
of them
where somebody's driving drunk. I don't know, and
it's barely one. Let me tell you, when they stop cars out here, it's rare when they do DUI checkpoints in New Hampshire. It's rare they'll find anybody at all.
Okay.
Let alone one person.
I don't know what the statistics are, but I would bet you that you're statistically more likely to find marijuana
than
in a car
illegal immigrant
than a drunk driver.
Oh yeah, I would say so. Absolutely. So it's easier to find the marijuana.
Why not just do a marijuana checkpoint?
Well, because don't give them ideas, Mark. I'm surprised they haven't tried this.
I'm surprised the Supreme Court ever allowed this stuff in the first place. And here's what's really important for the listener to understand: is we've got 1,000 years. Everybody thinks the United States is just popped out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. No. The judicial system in the United States is based on English common law, and we have 1,000 years of precedent that says that you just can't stop people and, force them to answer questions and all kinds of things that they do. You can't just make them hand over license, your driver's license and those sorts of things. That's ridiculous because you need to have, in order to detain someone, and that's the thing before arrest. So you can detain someone if you have reasonable
articulable suspicion
that they have committed a crime.
Yeah.
And that the officer can articulate what it is
like if the officer saw you careening down the road at high speeds or something like that.
Well, at that point you're on your way to an arrest for reckless driving. They have to presume you have committed a crime or that you will be committing a crime.
Right. Just being in a place at a certain time is not evidence of suspected criminal activity.
Right.
They're treating everybody as though they are suspected criminals by stopping everybody on the road.
If they had 100 people in a room and they knew that one of those people had robbed a bank, they still couldn't hold the other 99. Because they may ask the other 99 to stick around so that we can determine who it is. And oftentimes, this is how they get people to allow them to search their cars. I'm going to have to ask you to step out of your car so that I can search it now. And if you step out of the car, they go ahead and they search it because they asked you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they asked you in a way that you may not have understood was a question, but at the very least, from a legal standpoint, they asked you.
And you allowed them.
Now,
you don't have to.
I can tell you, I asked the Border Patrol agent, do you have reasonable, articulable suspicion that I have committed a crime?
He didn't like that, did he?
And they said, well, he ran off and got his boss, and his boss came back.
Boss, this guy's talking legal talk over here.
I'm a law enforcement officer, and I don't understand the law, which, of course, is highly common. Then I asked his boss. His boss said no, and I said, thanks, I'll be going because you can't detain me. And he said, oh, no, you won't. And then he, of course, talks about a Supreme Court ruling, and I can't remember, Ramirez, and he was whatever it is. But the Supreme Court ruling there said that he had not been held for a reasonable period of time. Mm-hmm. But they didn't really go into the legality of it all. And I think that the United States citizens deserve a ruling from the United States Supreme Court that says, oh, yes, you can be detained for this period of time to determine if you're a U.S. citizen.
Right, because one of the people that was threatened at this New Hampshire checkpoint, who is a congressional candidate for the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire, he was told he's going to be put into the secondary screening and held there until he answers the question. So held indefinitely.
I'd have gone.
More coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free. If you want to join us here, we got more to say on immigration coming up.
Seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped, the itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves here and take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you're new to cryptocurrency, Bitcoin.com is probably the best and easiest to remember website to go and visit to learn about the basics of cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, the one that started them all, sort of the granddaddy of all cryptos. Go and get started over at Bitcoin.com. And when you're ready to jump in, you can get BTC, you can get Bitcoin Cash over at Bitcoin.com. You can purchase those things there. You can also get into mining pools for Bitcoin Cash and also BTC. So go to Bitcoin.com. You can get started there and learn a lot about Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, I've got audio that I want to play at some point from the checkpoint, because not only did the New York Times cover the internal checkpoints in New Hampshire and Maine.
We Talk Live did, and we did it sooner.
Well, I think they beat us to the punch on the article, but I got video.
The thing is
it took me a week to get it out.
When it comes to being, okay, so publishing it on the internet, we published a show about the checkpoint.
Sure, we did talk about it sooner. You're right about
okay,
that.
So
we talked about it
radio,
the night of.
We're
the
different of. Yeah. than they are.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we published something before they did.
That's a good point. And we were there. At least I was there with Free Talk Live co-hosts, including Rich Paul and TJ the Spy as well. So let's go to your calls and thoughts. That's coming up. We'll talk more about what happened with these internal checkpoints where they will ask you, are you a U.S. citizen? And the question is, should you even answer the question?
Well, do you have to?
Do you have to? They were trying
As an American citizen who is traveling along an interstate that you paid for, you're now being questioned by a law enforcement officer that you pay whether or not you're a U.S. citizen. And that's, you know, it's easy and innocuous. You can get out of it very quickly by saying yes.
And then they wave you on, presumably.
Right.
Unless the dog lights up on your car.
Unless
or
you're an American citizen who perhaps has a accent or, like you said, the dog, the drug dog. This isn't a drug stop, mind you. The drug dog that they're searching for things that, you know, are not illegal immigrants in your car lights up, and then you got to deal with problems.
Let's go to Larry. He's on the line in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Larry.
Hey, you know, I think you guys are whistling Dixie. I don't mean that in a bad way, but when you have a situation, this is the scenario, when a car full of junkies gets stopped, right, because a couple of them have OD'd, you know what they're going to do? They're going to bring the medics out and give you a shot of Narcan and give you some clean needles and some tourniquets and send you on your way. But if they catch you with a joint of marijuana, they're going to lock you up. Certain states have legalized heroin usage. They have junkies out there at OD in my neighborhood where I live right now. The ambulance are screaming at night. Over 75% of the emergency runs are to administer Narcan. So what they're doing with these people, the Class C felony, they are allowing them to get their shot of Narcan, give them a clean needle and a tourniquet, and send them on their way. Some of them call back.
Is there a problem with that? I mean, what's the problem with that?
I shouldn't be charged for it.
What's the problem? I mean, what's the problem when you're administering Narcan at $4,500 a hit, and then
it's not that expensive?
It is.
No, it's not. You can buy it. You can buy Narcan at Walgreens or whatever.
Maybe you can, but I'm talking about the expense of bringing that big apparatus.
I agree with you. I agree with you. If the taxpayers are paying for it, that's a problem.
There you go. Boom, there it is. It don't make no difference, but that is a Class C felony in the state of Indiana, and it is punishable by 20 years in prison, and they're waiving all that. But when you get caught with a joint,
what good is it going to do to put somebody in prison?
Well, I mean, if they're doing it for pot, I mean, what's the difference? You know what the difference is? Most of the people that are on heroin are white, so they're trying to placate that and call it opioids and not send you to jail for having a Schedule One drug in your pocket.
Well, that's
an
interesting theory, but I'm afraid it doesn't hold water.
It's a fact. It's fact, Doom. It's a fact.
No, that's just a theory. Look, let me tell you, there's plenty of white people going to jail here in New Hampshire because pretty much everybody is white.
Heroin addiction is a big thing, right? And it appears to me.
Are you really, though, advocating, Larry, that people who have heroin go to jail?
No.
Well, yeah. Hey, when the crack epidemic was going on, and mostly colored people was doing it, they was being hard on crack.
Do you want to replicate the crack problem? I mean, the crack problem was
they would be doing it, but it's mostly white people.
I understand that you believe that there's a difference. How about this? Here in the state of New Hampshire, you can legally buy Narcan, and you can that way junkies can have it on them, and they can their friends can administer it to them when they need it.
Yeah, absolutely. And
as far as I'm concerned, you're absolutely right. Taxpayers should not have to pay to run out there and give somebody a jump start every time they knock themselves out.
I agree.
As far as I'm concerned, you do the drug, you deal with the consequences of the drug. However, and look, I would be very frustrated, highly frustrated, if I felt like there was a racial difference between the use of drugs. But I can tell you here in New Hampshire, people are going to jail for marijuana all of the time. And they're going for heroin just as often. So, to me, I don't see a particular difference. Maybe it's being enforced differently in Indiana, but I can't say one way or the other whether that's true.
You know, it's wrong to, from my perspective, to advocate that anybody who is using drugs be put in a jail cell. Shouldn't you have learned by now, Larry, that putting people in a jail cell who have a drug problem, whatever that problem is, whether it's heroin, whether it's crack cocaine, whether it's alcohol, whatever their drug addiction is, putting that person in a jail cell just makes the situation worse. And it doesn't matter what color of skin it is. The war on drugs is a war that is being perpetrated against all human beings of all shapes and sizes. Yeah, the rich ones tend to get out of it sooner than, you know, the poor ones do. But if there is a division,
and rich ones tend to be white.
There are rich blacks too.
No,
but
yes,
if
but
there,
I just if, we're talking about 10.
If there tends to be a division, it's between
it's a class division.
Classes like that, not race. And certainly you can argue that the police do target in certain areas minorities more so than they do whites. I think there's some strong evidence for that.
Right.
But that's not to say that, you know, oh, well, white people mostly use heroin, so that's why they're getting Narcan. No, it's because there has been a slight shift in recent times on the issue of harm reduction. And here in New Hampshire, like you said, Mark, they legalized Narcan. So it is now no longer a prohibited product to have Narcan.
Right. You don't need a $4,500 ambulance trip, if that's the number. I don't have any idea. As Larry claimed, you don't need that to administer.
Yeah, and in some places, ambulance trips get billed to the person who calls the ambulance or to the victim or
whatever.
I
suspect they don't pay them most of the time.
I suspect you're right about that, but regardless.
I can tell you a fun story that one of my, the chief of my former fire department told was this, that when he was working at his other department, which he's, you know, regular firefighter, sergeant, there, he took a guy in for heroin. They fixed him up at the hospital. Later on that day, they picked him up as a cadaver because he'd gone out and done it again.
Larry,
some of these people are going to do it.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. And by the way, we did a price check. According to the internet, GoodRx.com says Costco's got a dose of Narcan for less than $133 right now. So there you go.
Beats death.
Yeah. If you care about somebody, that could save their life. Thanks for the call. All right, 855-450 Free Like Freedom. We got more to say on these internal Border Patrol checkpoints that are happening not just on the southern border, but inside south of the northern border in the United States. That's on the way, and your calls and thoughts. Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump tells supporters at a rally in Las Vegas that he is determined to have strong borders and build the wall.
All I have to do is say,
Yes, we want to take care of everybody. We want everybody to come. Do what you want to do. Even if they saw weakness, if they see any weakness, they will come by the millions. We have to have strong borders. We're going to have the wall. We're going to have the wall.
Democratic members of Congress have been touring detention facilities in Texas and Florida. They say they see no signs that kids are being reunited with their parents. Florida Senator Bill Nelson says he thinks the kids will be kept longer than the 20 days allowed by law because they're calling the centers shelters.
This is a shelter, so that judicial requirement, even if the child is separated, they don't consider that violating the law.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Also, don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site, archives, and much more than that, including our webcam, where you can watch and listen to the show while we're live from the hours of 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. Of course, you can always watch archives later if you prefer to watch rather than listen. Of course, we've got archives that go back in audio form for more than a decade on our website. So whether it's video or audio of Free Talk Live, we got it however you want it over at freetalklive.com. And I mentioned to you earlier Bitcoin. Of course, you know, a lot of people have heard about Bitcoin by now, but not as many people have heard about what they call the altcoins. There are competitors to Bitcoin. In fact, there are thousands of competitors to Bitcoin. It can be a little mind-boggling and overwhelming. Where do you start? What do you look at? Which ones do you consider? Obviously, you can look at the top 10, but how do you pick the ones that are going to rise into the top 10 out of the, again, thousands of options out there? Well, there's no guarantee on what the future is going to hold, but there's some exciting things you should know about Zencash. First, if you're a voluntarist, if you're a libertarian, Zencash was founded by people who believe in liberty. So it's got the philosophy of freedom and good economics behind it. But also, and importantly, it's got some of the best technology out there, like zero-knowledge anonymity. So if you care about privacy, you really need to take a close look at Zencash. It's got more secure nodes than even Bitcoin has full nodes. In fact, last time we checked, it was number 2 on the rankings of most nodes for all the different cryptos out there, which is pretty cool. You can go and learn more about Zencash over at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. There was a lot of buzz about Zencash over the weekend at the ForkFest last weekend.
Yep.
There were people talking about it. There were even people buying things with Zencash, and people are using Zencash in real life. Then that's a good sign that there might be something to it. But do your own research and learn more at Zencash.com. As we continue here, we've been talking about the Border Patrol internal checkpoints. I've got audio from when we went through it, not you and me, Mark, but me and a few other Free Talk Live co-hosts and some of the other activists from New Hampshire Cop Block and ForkFest over the weekend. But first, let's go to Clint. He's been on the line here listening in Utah online to LRN.FM, the Liberty Radio Network. Go ahead, Clint.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
I just had some major issues with what the federal government, or let alone state and city governments, think they're doing as far as zoning ordinances, for example, saying, oh, well, you can't build such and such shed in your backyard because it's not, your property isn't zoned for that.
Right, or you didn't ask permission, get the permission slip, pay the bribe.
Right, basically they outlaw everything so that you didn't have to go ask them to do anything, and then in order to get that variance or whatever, you have to do the groveling and pay the money.
Yeah, my thing is, it's like, hey, if I own a particular piece of property, if I want to be able to install a 20-foot ham radio setup, I should be able to dang well do that.
Absolutely. If it's your property, and the fact that they have zoning and property taxes is, of course, evidence that it's not, in point of fact, your property. Because if it's yours, then you have the right to control it and therefore do what you want with it. If it's not yours, then other people tell you what to do with the thing that you thought was yours. And that's, you know, that's proven by the fact that we have property taxes in these zoning ordinances.
Like, I'll give you a very good example. My dad, who also lives in Ogden, Utah, is paying upwards of $1,000 at least just in property taxes. And he's on a fixed
income.
That's
all?
So I'm just sitting there going,
$1,000 a what, a year?
$1,000. I think he said it was like $1,000 a year, something like that.
Yeah.
And
it's $6,000 or $7,000 a year on this little one-tenth of an acre here in Keene, New Hampshire, where they basically build every single government cost into their property taxes, with the exception of a few fees. Yeah, it's pretty insane here.
On Long Island, it's not uncommon to pay $12,000 for a regular size family home.
And there, you got to pay income tax and sales tax.
Yeah.
In New Hampshire, we don't have those things at the very least. Clint, it's frustrating, man, dealing with these bureaucrats, because they act like they own you, and by all evidence, essentially, we're really not that far away from being serfs on the king's land, right?
Pretty much, like. Now, wait a minute. I thought this individual owned whatever property that was bought clear back in, 2003.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there going, this is really pretty screwed up, because he's only getting about the same amount per month on his fixed income as he's paying in his property taxes.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of thinking over the years, wow. So
an important thing to know the difference in between here is a fee simple title and an allodial title. The allodial title is held by the state.
This is the mystical title that you hear the Patriot Movement or whatever people talking about, that if you file the right paperwork, you can get your hands on your allodial title, and then the government can't touch you ever
I don't
again.
Imagine that you can get your hands on your allodial title, but...
it's a fantasy. It's a great fantasy, but it's...
I'd love to. Somebody tell me how to get my hands on my allodial title, please. That's all I want to know.
Just tell Show. Show us how you got your hands on your allodial title. I want to see every piece of evidence.
Right, I'm not just doing homework for you people.
Hey, Clint, thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you on that topic. I think that if we're ever going to see anything change on this, it's going to take a massive sea change in how people approach the government. Because if people believe in the government, if people believe in the state, which is the idea that it's okay for these strange, mostly strangers, men and women, to tell you what to do, with the things that you thought were yours, to tell you how to live your life, to tell you how not to live your life.
Well, they can tell you that you own your land, and then no, you don't. Right. At the same time, out of both sides of their mouths, they could basically say, you own your land, except you don't.
Yeah, so what it would have to take would be a major kind of renaissance in how people think about the state, to where if people continue to give these status, for lack of a better term, these government goons, they keep giving them legitimacy, believing in their structures, believing in the fantasy of the state, because it is just an idea. Okay, there are people who call themselves the state, and they have cars, and they have buildings, and they have guns, and they have cages, and they will use those things to subdue you, to subdue any kind of uprising of people who get it in their head that, this whole state thing's all imaginary, and these people are crazy psychopaths and sociopaths who are using violence on all of us and the threat of violence to rule over us. And that if people were to come to the conclusion that these are just criminals, that the state agents, the politicians, that these are just members of a criminal class that has done such a brilliant job, to their credit, of convincing people otherwise, of convincing people that there's something beyond a criminal group of people. Oh, well, we've got a voting system. Oh, well, we've got a courthouse over here. Oh, look at all these trappings of legitimacy that we have. If that could get wiped off in people's minds and people could see them for what they really are, which is an occupying criminal gang that's willing to do violence against peaceful people, if that were to change in enough people's minds and people were to actually ignore the government and not obey them and not pay their fines and, you know, not jump through their hoops, then they would have nothing left. Because it's all really based on fear, and it's based on obedience.
Look,
we're not there yet, though.
I wouldn't claim for a second that the government isn't something that humans need. I think humans need government. That doesn't mean that a government needs to be a monopoly. It doesn't need to be an involuntary government.
Yeah, you want a government? Hire somebody to tell you what to do.
Well, I don't know that telling you what to do, I mean,
isn't that what a government does?
I want a government to protect me from people who think that they could just do whatever the hell they want.
Mm. But that's what the government does.
What's that?
But that's what the government does.
No, that's an organ. Look, are you telling me I couldn't hire a protection agency to protect me from people who might do things? And
in
protect
theory,
me?
In a future without a monopolistic state, you
right.
could. Right
that's
now, if you do that,
to.
They have to ask permission from the government to exist.
Sure.
They have to get a license to be a private eye or whatever their security license is. Otherwise, the government will view them as a competing gang. And they will put them out of business by going and arresting them.
That's how the state works.
Yeah. So let's continue here. Your calls, your thoughts, welcome. Whether it's just talking about the government and their oppression, property taxes, you're welcome to certainly comment on that. Or we're going to get back into the internal checkpoints. Proof that you can't even move around without their permission. In case you were wondering. I mean, obviously, you had to ask permission to get their driver's license, and they'll stop you over that. But now, the federal government is stopping you on the roads inside the United States and demanding you answer their question. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. We got features like our Discord server where you can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners at your leisure, before, during, and after the show. The chat server is there 24 hours a day. It's the LRN.FM Discord. So you go to discord.lrn.fm. That'll take you right there. You can get the app for your smartphone, whichever kind you've got. You can get the app for a laptop, for instance, or a desktop computer. And you can just use their web app, too, so you don't even have to install anything. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. It's like a chat server that has both voice and text channels. Most people hang out in the text channel, but every now and then folks get together in the voice channels and have kind of like an open voice chat with each other. And sometimes you'll recognize some of the chatters as callers to the show. Sometimes they are hosts of the show as well. So go to discord.lrn.fm. So we go to your calls and your thoughts. Let's talk to Jim. He's in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Hello, Jim.
Yes, this is John. Enjoying your show. I always do. I listen to it every Saturday night.
Thank you.
Something that kind of blew me away last Wednesday morning on WNIS. There was a guy got on the radio on the local station, local talk, and he was starting to expound on having had property in Texas, and that he has an illegal alien that works for him in Texas. Pardon me?
I said good for him. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I thought, are you serious? You're actually announcing this, you know, over the broadcast that he's got someone illegal working for him in Texas?
He didn't identify who he was, right? Like, he didn't say, I'm so-and-so.
It's probably probable cause for a raid if he's saying it's
a raid on the radio station
on the property if the cops can find it.
Actually, it's the owner of WNIS.
Okay.
Wait. What's the owner of WNIS?
The guy that was saying that he has a property in Florida that's that he employs an illegal alien that works.
Oh, so you're saying the person was identifiable? Because it's one thing if somebody just calls a radio show and says something. You don't know who they are. They may be, you know, lying about their name and location. You're saying it was the owner of the radio station that got on, identified himself, and then claimed to be employing an undocumented person?
Yeah, Bob Sinclair. I thought, now, is that right?
So I always liked Bob Sinclair. Now I like him even more.
I thought I'd run that by you guys. Is that something that is legit? It doesn't sound like a good idea to me.
No, it sounds risky.
It sounds, I mean, anytime you say that you've done something illegal or whatever, I mean, it's a risk. But at some point or another, laws have to be ignored.
By good people.
By good people. So, you know, the difficulty with the immigration, remember, the immigration problem we have today was created by the government. It used to be, back in the 60s, people would come across the border every season, they'd work, they'd do some farming chores, they'd go back home, they'd take their money, and they'd go back to their friends and their
family.
There
didn't even used to be a passport.
Right.
For a long time.
Well, yeah, passports were something created in World War I.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's your papers, please.
Right, that's the beginning of that.
And ultimately, it's the border apparatus, the incredible amount of money that's spent on the Customs and Border Patrol, their walls, their vehicles, and all this other stuff, in order to attempt to control migration that people have been doing for hundreds of years. I mean, people have been moving back and forth across these areas, you know, for a long time. I have illegally entered the country of Canada, and I'm not sorry about it.
Didn't they catch you?
The first time when I attempted to go legally, but then I went a week later.
Oh, you actually went and violated after you...
I read Richard Marchenko's Green Beret book, and I felt like I was just pumped, right? And I'm like, if this guy
just
sneak
through
all
the woods
stuff,
or something, how'd you get in?
I don't want to go into the depths of it, but there was some documents involved. So,
you know. Some fraudulent documents.
I just said documents.
Okay, interesting. Jim, any other comments you want to share? Go ahead.
No, that's it. I just wanted to run that by you guys and see what you thought about it. So.
Well, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Mark, talk show hosts are supposed to be outraged over illegal immigration.
I am outraged over the fact that the Border Patrol exists. I am outraged over the fact the Department of Homeland Security exists, and I would like to see them abolished.
I have a solution for the immigration problem as it may exist, and anyone can call in and critique it in any way, shape,
or form. I heard
before.
Limbaugh copied your solution.
Well, I've had my solution for some time, but I copied mine basically from Milton Friedman.
Okay.
So it's not much different than that. But frankly, my solution is this. Let anybody who wants to come to this country and work as hard as they want to make a better life for themselves.
Okay.
They mayn't avail themselves of any free government services. Mm. None.
Can we just get rid of welfare?
Zip.
Well, like, then it won't even be there for them to avail themselves.
That'd be fine by me, but that's not what we're addressing here.
Okay.
We're addressing immigration.
Yeah.
As immigration, no welfare services, period.
All right.
End of story. Second, they can't vote, ever. Like, you come in here, you know, to this
country.
Not even
after, like, 20 years?
Nope. That's the deal. The deal is you just can't vote.
Yeah.
If your kids are born here, I guess, if they want to continue to have the Constitution that way. As far as I'm concerned, the vast majority of people who vote are completely unqualified.
Yeah.
So, narrow that number down as much as you want, but we're addressing immigration here, and I say no voting, never.
Let's go.
Make that policy and put that policy through by Republicans, and then you may salvage this antiquated party that is just about teetering on the edge of the demographic parapet. If you get Republicans to pass this, then they may save themselves.
Let's talk to Jeff. He's in Oregon. Portland, Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Yes, hello. So I haven't heard you talk about this, and I thought you would have because it's pretty important. But
okay, what is it?
Have you heard of the CITSA Act? Or
spell
the,
that.
S I T S A.
CITSA. I have not. What is it?
So it's the Stop Importing and Trafficking Synthetic Analog Act.
Oh, boy.
So basically what it does is, and this has already passed the House,
mm-hmm.
basically what it does is it creates a new scheduling system for drugs and, you know, anything. And it's going to add a Schedule A, and that's what we're calling it. And the Attorney General or his office would basically have full discretion to put whatever substance he wants into that category, which would ban. And they're actually doing this to go after kratom because they figured out that it's really hard to just schedule stuff. And so they wanted to basically create a fast-track way of scheduling anything they want to schedule.
Wow. And so the Schedule A would be what? Basically the sort of the analog equivalent of Schedule 1 or what? What is this Schedule A?
I think it would just pretty much be like the no medical value, no you know, high addiction or high potential for abuse category. But, I mean, this could ultimately, I'm not saying that it will, but this could attack caffeine. This could attack any substance that basically gets you high that they don't like. And I'm not saying that they're going to go after something like caffeine. I'm just saying they could.
Well, that's the God's honest truth. If the government can make a substance illegal, it can make any substance illegal.
Yep.
The government could go after oxygen tomorrow if it wanted to.
Boy.
And what would you do about it? I'm talking rhetorically here. As a voter, what could anyone do about it?
Sorry, what was that, Jeff?
They're already going after sugar.
Yeah, pretty successfully.
Yeah, I pulled up a story here about this from Reason's Hit and Run blog. I'll add it to the show prep pile here, and hopefully we'll be able to dig deeper into this. Maybe if not tonight, maybe tomorrow or the days after that, because this does look like a big deal. And again, Reason.com reporting on it. Headline, Congress wants to give Jeff Sessions unprecedented new drug war powers. So just when you thought that, you know, the war on marijuana was ending and that might be an indicator that the war on drugs could possibly be reversed, they're doubling down and they're making more drugs illegal, apparently. That's
the
plan here.
You thought Jeff Sessions was his, thought that we were all wascally wabbits.
Thanks for the call, Jeff. I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. That's the CITSA Act, CITSA, would turn the Attorney General into the chief arbiter of what substances Americans can buy, sell, and put in their bodies. So we continue here. David is in San Francisco on listening online. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, howdy, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm a proud 9/11 truther, and many of these illegal searches and seizures are directly tied to the fraud of 9/11. You know, the whole idea that we're supposed to be afraid of immigrants and that we've got to be afraid of all of these different, whether you've got some tiny shampoo in your luggage, get shoes taken off and strip searched with...
I'll let you make the rest of your point here in a moment. Stand by, David. Searches, strip searches, TSA, checkpoints. Is this the America you want to live in? 855-450-FREE if you want to join us.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.